The Warriors and Jazz squaring off in a back-and-forth battle on this Wednesday night in Salt Lake City, and Stephen Curry driving the action with 5 three-pointers on the way to a game-high 32 points. Kevin Durant delivering 30 points and 7 boards to the effort, with Klay Thompson adding 12 points and 6 rebounds. And while the Warriors had a variety of contributions, it was close until the end, but the Jazz take it 108-103, the final.
Not going to use that timeout. The game is over. Utah wins it, and for the Jazz, you watch their schedule turn over the next couple months. They're going to be heard from, and if they make shots, they're very difficult to deal with, and that is what happened tonight. Utah wins it 108-103.
I don't think either team played particularly well. I think we let them off the hook a little bit. You know, they weren't playing that well, but we made a lot of mistakes. Didn't find the necessary energy and execution that you need to win in this building. And, you know, we made it close with a few shots down the stretch, but we really didn't play our game.
Career lows from three. How big an issue has that been for your offense? Just that they're not hitting like they.
Well, it's not surprising, honestly. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing the way we've played the last few years, where the ball's really moving and we're generating great shots. I think we're taking decent shots, not great shots. And so, if you're not getting great shots, you're not going to shoot as high a percentage.
We talked earlier to the issue around about the difficulty of playing in this environment. What role do you feel the atmosphere had down the stretch?
I don't think it had a role. I mean, our guys are used to playing in high-stress environments and big games. So Utah's crowd was great. But, you know, I thought we made a couple mistakes defensively. Blown switches where they got a dunk for Gobert. There was another mistake that we made. That had nothing to do with the crowd. That's just us. That's on me. That's on our group. We've got to do better.
Did you get an explanation from the officials on that foul on Klay on Mitchell late?
I didn't ask. You know, it's not like they would have maybe taken it back if I had said something. So.
How about on the reverse?
On the what?
The reverse.
No, there's no need to ask him. I mean, it's on replay, so I assume they got it right. That's what replay's for.
I think they've hit like 36 threes on you in 2 games here this year. Specifically tonight, how much of that was defensive miscommunication?
Felt like a lot of defensive mistakes to me, but I'll have to watch the tape. It just felt like we were not quite in sync defensively, and we gave up a lot of open threes. They didn't make many in the first half, but we allowed them to get some rhythm in the second half by you know, kind of losing our unity defensively.
How big a problem was Gobert tonight defensively?
He's good. Gobert was really good, but you know, he's always going to be a major factor in the game. And obviously, we're a little undersized right now, but I thought Looney did a good job, and Draymond played hard and competed. Like I said, we made a couple mistakes late that hurt us, but just got to keep plugging away.
Saturday night, the Warriors return to action, starting a 4-game homestand with the Dallas Mavericks visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.